We're still discovering how to treat Parkinson's disease fully. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christopher Bishop, professor of psychology at Binghamton University, looks to add more healthy years for those living with the disease.
Around 2005, my research uncovered something surprising. The brain's serotonin system, best known for its influence on mood and motivation, also plays a role in the regulation of movement. That discovery led to a programmatic line of research that could improve treatment for Parkinson's disease patients. To that point, the research field had been puzzled as to how serotonin neuroplasticity in this movement disorder becomes a central driver for motion. We started by looking at how drugs acting at serotonin targets affected the Parkinsonian phenotype and modified treatment, and found some compelling effects, but didn't fully understand them. We're now using modern technologies to dissect the neurocircuits to uncover the mechanisms involved in this neuroplasticity. You see, the serotonin system plays a minor role in movement in healthy individuals. Our research suggests it gains control in Parkinson's disease. It may even convey the benefits of the primary medication for Parkinson's disease, L-DOPA. While L-DOPA is highly effective, nearly 90% of patients using the drug develop abnormal, involuntary movements called dyskinesia within a decade. Our work points to brain serotonin neurons as a central cause of these dyskinesias as well. My research team and I have collected data from human postmortem tissue and preclinical models that provide exciting new insights into the factors driving serotonin neuroplasticity. Understanding these mechanisms could lead to new treatments, adding years of quality life for Parkinson's disease patients.
That was Christopher Bishop of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.